Okay, so we have a statement of Rav. A person finds chametz on Yantif. So they're not supposed to just let it sit there, but they should do something. And the something that the Gemara recommends is put something on top of it. The Gemara doesn't define what exactly one is trying to rectify here, what the problem is. But there's a little bit of a hint in the statement of Rava. So Rava says, well, if it's hekdesh, this remedy of kofin alava sakli is not something you would need to do because, you know, hekdesh people stay away from. People don't want to violate an iser me'ila. So mibdal bedili mine. Now that's an important hint. Because there were a couple different possibilities in terms of what the problem would be here. So let's try to explore them and let's see how the comment about hekdesh may inform that. So, Yair, what are the potential problems here? You find chametz in your house on Pesach. So what are the problems which could be at stake here in the Gemara? That's definitely a possibility. That's a very important possibility. So, you now find this chametz on Pesach, and now there's a concern. Maybe you've already violated Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh. Maybe you're in danger of violating Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh. So put something on top of it. Okay, so that's one possibility. What's another possibility out here? Maybe we're not as concerned. Yeah, right. So maybe we're primarily concerned that you're going to come to eat this chametz. So Gemara doesn't say explicitly, but can we divine within the hemsheikh of the Gemara, Levi, can we divine in the hemsheikh of the Gemara, maybe based on Rava's comment, a reason to take a stand on that issue before we even see any of the Rishonim?
You're talking about Mivdil B'Divimine?
Correct.
Right, so it sounds like what we're really looking for is for a person to demonstrate that, like we laid out two options. So the one of those two that we're looking for is the one that a person should demonstrate their desire to dissociate from it.
Well, you're I think that you're making a very important point, and we'll get there. But you're addressing a slightly different question. Now, I'm saying, in terms of the chashash, does the comment of hekdesh mivdol b'dili minei, does that maybe give us some direction in terms of the chashash being a chashash achila or a chashash bal yirah bal yimatzeh? Because yeah, you're correctly identified what the two problems might be.
I think the chashash achila makes more sense.
But bring me a concrete raya that should be true based on Rava's comment. Anybody have an insight into that? What am I driving at? Avi, go ahead. So Avi, I missed that. Maybe it's possible other people heard it. Okay.
I didn't hear Avi.
Okay, so it's always worth waiting for. The suspense builds. Go ahead, Avi. So Avi is going to put it into the chat, I think. Okay, so this will be, you know, Avi will write into the chat and it will be a race between Avi and I think Eitan Mermelstein wanted to weigh in on it. So
there's no iser of Yirah or Mitzia by Mi'ila.
By Hekdesh. Okay, very good. So that I think is absolutely what I was looking for. So Shalcha Yataroa, Avataroa, Shalachirim, Vishal Gavoa. And when it comes to Hekdesh, there's no Shaychos to the discussion of Bal Yirah, Bal Yimatzeh. Seitan, that's a very important point. So we're going to see that there's some percolations of Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh, but it makes the most sense based on the structure of the Gemara and especially Rava's comment to assume that the primary chashash here is the chashash achila. And so Rava comes along and says You know, obviously you'd have to be concerned about eating chametz shel hekdesh, mitzad chametz, as well as other issues. But chametz shel hekdesh, you don't have to worry as much because mivdal bedili inshi minei. Okay, so Eitan, that was very well done. And in fact, most of the Rishonim, not all of them, but most of the Rishonim, Alatar, seem to be willing to make the assumption that that was indeed the case, that the Chashash Achila was going to dominate this Gemara more so than Bal Yimatzeh. And Eitan, I think you've put your finger on a major factor in that discussion. Let's go on a little bit in the Gemara. Yair, why don't we read the next few lines in the Gemara, and then we'll hopefully have a little bit of an insight as well. Okay, so go ahead. This is a related discussion. Same basic players. Amar Rav Yehuda Marav. Mishum Hacker.
Right.
It's structurally a very similar Gemara, but here the remedy that the Gemara is suggesting is a little different. Instead of kifias hakli, right, the Gemara is suggesting you do something much more intensive. You actually construct a mechitza. Mechitza al pi halacha is always defined as asara tvachim. Now, again, Eitan, apropos your point, because you cited the correct Gemara, psachim daf hei, what should the chashash be here? And what should we really be concerned about?
Achila.
Right. Because
the same halachas of
Hekdesh
are mentioned here too.
Lo yira'a l'cha chametz, v'lo yira'a l'cha se'or, shelcha yataroa, aval ataroa shel acherim, dehainu shel nachrim, v'shel gavala. So we shouldn't be that concerned about bal yira'a bal yimatzeh, we would imagine, but you would need something that would prevent you from eating this chametz. So Eitan lefum riata, just to, you know, sort of like at first blush, why all of a sudden, instead of kfiyas hakli, do we need this mechitza saratvachem? You know, what's that all about?
Because maybe if we want if the nafri comes back for his chametz, we want to be able to show that it's separate from the stuff that needs biur after Yom Tov ends.
Okay, so that's an interesting idea. What may be like a little bit of a simpler explanation to this dilemma? Ilan?
Because the Nachri's Chametz is talking about not on Yom Tov, so and you can't build them on Chametz on Yom
Tov. Okay, so maybe that option just isn't available on Yom Tov, but maybe we could... Levi, you want to try to make the point?
Well, you intend to keep his Chametz for the entire, for all 7 days. Whereas in the first example, it was going to be like for hours.
Yeah, or at least a few hours until Yom Tov ends. Which Rishon says that?
Rashi.
Yeah, so that's a Mefurish Rashi. Rashi says this whole business of Kriyas HaKli is really Shas HaDchak. You know, it's going to be, you're able to sustain that for a few hours, but, you know, and because you're going to be Mavir the Chametz Balayla, you're going to get rid of it entirely. But if you want to hold on to something for all of Pesach, so that's going to require a mechitza of asara tvachim to create the requisite heker that a person shouldn't come to actually eat the chametz. Just out of curiosity, did anybody look over at Rabbeinu Chananel? Rabbi Rosenzweig could always do this test. He wouldn't assign something, but he said nobody was curious. So, anybody happen to look over at Rabbeinu Chananel? Rabbeinu Chananel was bothered by this point, the kfiyas hakli versus the mechitza asara tvachim, and he says something which actually circles back to Yair's first point. Anybody pick up on this? What does Rabbeinu Chananel contribute? He has an amazing line. Ben Zion, go ahead.
He says, "Kedei li shiyetim rishus li Yisrael ligamrei."
Outstanding. So,
I mean, I just read it, but yeah. So that would mean that, I guess, that, yeah, that there's a separate rishus, meaning that no Jew should ever be able to access
it. Right, so apparently there is still a lingering issue. This is what I was alluding to of Bal Yimatze. So there's a lingering issue, right? So the legamre there, that one word in Rabbeinu Chananel tells you that, oh, maybe that solves the Bal Yirah problem, but Bal Yimatze, the association, that continues to be an issue if it's in your house, so you need to do a little bit more than Kviya Sakli. You actually need to establish a fully separate Rishus, Kadesha Yetze, Mi Rishus Yisrael Lagamri. So these are very subtle diukim in the world of Bal Yirah, Bal Yimatze, but Ben Sion, that's really important because that establishes that at least some of the Rishonim didn't think this Gemara was only about Achila, but that there were still echoes of Bal Yimatze. Now, Ben Sion, since you're on the Rabbeinu Chananel train, what was the Rabbeinu Chananel's, I see that you're Rabbeinu Chananel, man, so I can you know, keep on going with this. Let's go to the next subway stop here. It's actually an earlier stop. So Rabbeinu Chananel had an interesting chiddush in terms of the Chashash Achila. What was his take on that?
So I guess that makes a lot of sense because the person who's doing it, just he's gonna know to stay away. But like the person who doesn't do it, or his banim, they're not gonna know exactly what the stomach is doing on the floor and make them to eat it.
Exactly right. So you have to be careful about your kids coming to eat it. Less so about the person, you know, himself falling into the trap of this chametz. Okay, so those are the basic contours of the Gemara. I think we're going to agree with Eitan's basic reading that the concern about Bal Yirah, Bal Yimatze is definitely a secondary concern to Achila here. Now, Yair, back to you. Why not just pick up the chametz and throw it out? What's this, you know, need for this remedy, whether it's Kviya Sakli or Mechitza Asarat Fachim and all these kinds of things? So, just take the chametz and flush it down the toilet. So there's an assumption here. Complicated assumption, but there's an assumption that that's not possible because, Shimi, why not?
Because the chametz is considered muktzah.
Yeah, there doesn't appear to be any use for this right now. You certainly can't eat it. You can't benefit from it. So the chametz is aser mishum muktzah. Okay, and because you can't do anything about the chametz now, so do something, some remedy as I call it, and Kviyas HaKli seems to recommend itself. Now, from a Hilchos Shabbos, Hilchos Yom Tov point of view, that is not such a perfect solution. I don't want to get to the answers right now, but who raises a question about this? It's really Moktzah, Rami? Yeah, so we have a halacha that ain kli nital elo davar hanital, that part of the rubric of mukta was that it wasn't like some ritualistic halacha, don't touch this, don't touch that, right? That the whole point was that, you know, certain things are meant for use and certain things aren't meant for use. So ain kli nital elo davar hanital. This is exactly what Chazal were looking to avoid. They didn't want people associating with those objects. They don't want people being able to say, oh, I'll just get a kli for the sake of addressing that object. But that's what muktzah means. It's set aside. It's huktzah. It's pushed off. So there is an issue here in terms of ain kli nital davar nital. That's going to be extremely important for our analysis. So that's the kasha of the Balei HaTosfos. And their two answers are like radically different. Radically different answer. So let's now, Yair, have you read Rashi. The Rashis here are very, very important. And let's see what Rashi has to say about this. Okay, so Kofa Ola Vesakli. Rashi says, Halo Chazi Litul Tule, it's Mokta, so you can't just pick it up and flush it down the toilet or whatever. Right, so Rashi again postulates his reading of this Gemara that it's not a chashash Bal Yirah Bal Yimatze. That's already been addressed through Bittul Chametz. Somehow you missed this. So we're not really worried about Bali Rav Bali Matzah. We are worried about Achilas Chametz in this case. So just pick up a kli. Rashi doesn't seem bothered for whatever reason by the problem, obvious problem, of Ein Kli Nital El Ledavra Nital. Rashi's just looking past that, which is really interesting. And Rashi says this will solve the problem, obviously on a very temporary basis, of the Chashash Achila. Now this Rashi obviously sheds like an enormous amount of light on the Rashi and Beis Amud Aleph. Once you read this Rashi, you become very convinced within that Rashi that Rashi was dealing with a case where the person didn't do Bittul, right? Because he says here, like very chronologically, he would have done Bittul the day before, meaning on the 14th, not Or L'Arba Asar, but on the 14th. So Habodik Tzarech Sheyevatel. It seems pretty obvious, after you read this Rashi, that the Rashi and Beis Amud Aleph had the Chashash Bali Rav Bali Matzah specifically because you hadn't done Bittul Chametz yet. And the order in which you would do them would be Or L'Arba Asar, Bodkin Esach Chametz L'Or Haner, and you'd have a Chashash D'Oraisa Bali Rav Bali Matzah, and then a person would come back and do Bittul Chametz on the 14th. That seems to be pretty obvious based on the conjunction of these two Rashis. Okay, very good. So yeah, here, let's go ahead. Hekdesh, it's not necessary. Mivdol b'dile minei. B'chol lamud hu lefrosh menu. So even if it's not yantif, right, everybody instinctively dissociates themselves from Hekdesh. So it's not just a din on yantif, but all the time. Right? Whereas if it's not Shal Hekdesh, then obviously you'd get rid of it right away if it wasn't Yom Tov, but you have that Muktzah problem, and the remedy seems to be Kviyas Hakli. Now, Shchemtzo Shal Nachri, so Rashi says, Achrayus, so much of the show. So it's not subject to Bali Rav Bali Matzah because you're never Mekabel Achrayus. We'll get to that topic. And so it really remains the Chametz of the Nachri, even if it's Birshus Yisrael, and Rashi thinks that that clears the bar of Shalcha Yataroa, Baltaroa, Shalachir, Mishal Gavoa. But nonetheless, Oselo Mechitza Berbo Asar, you're not going to do that at Yantif, as Ilan said, but you'll do that before Yantif. Be a nice Erev Pesach activity, father son activity. You build the Mechitza for the Chametz Shal Nachri. Some people like to have Chametz Shal Nachri just for these purposes. Something to do on Erev Yantif, okay? Oselo Mechitza Be'arba Asar. Right, so Rashi here is a convert. You know, it sounds like he's, you know, converted over to the Bali Atosos. The Chashash Achila is driving everything. Okay? Kol Shiva, Shakli Nital. So again, the Rashi seems to allude to the fact that the taking of the kli is really, again, under duress. But sagile bekviasa kli, shakli nital letzorach. It's taken for some tzorach. Doesn't explain exactly what the tzorach is, but when we get to Tosfos, we'll maybe have an insight into what Rashi was alluding to here. But certainly that wasn't meant to last. That's not a long-term remedy. In the case of Chametz Shal Nachri, which it has to last the entire time of Yantif, this is what Levi was saying. Obviously, if you were dealing with Yom Tov Sheni Shal Golios, it would be the next night. So this is Shitas Rashi. There's very little issue here about Yerah Bali Matzei because either a person wasn't the Kabbalah Achrayus or a person already did Bittul Chametz. So the whole Gemara is driven by the Chashash Achila. And the Kli is a very short-term kind of remedy. The Mechitza is a more durable kind of a remedy. Okay, so now let's go over to Tosos. Tosos had raised a question. If there's really an Isser Mokza here, Ein Kli Nital Devar Nital. So Tosos' first answer might have been what Rashi is alluding to. Shimi, go ahead. Why don't you read the Tosos for us? Ikal Amandam Reperakira Ein Kli Nital Devar Nital.
Ikal De
Okay, so this could be what Rashi was driving at when Rashi says clean ital atzarech. We don't know, but he said Balayatosos tell us that yeah, you know, you can find a technical answer to this question because even though in general you can only pick up a kli for the sake of something which isn't itself mukta, we know that with kalim there are all kinds of heterim, such as letzarech makomo, maybe even letzarech gufo. Right, and so that can be a solution. Now, again, that doesn't work in all cases. Let's say you had something which was machmas chesron kis, you wouldn't be able to rely on such an answer. But that's what the Balei Tosfos think, that the takana de rabbanan of ein kli nital devar nital is going to be subject to a kula tzarech makomo, tzarech gufo, and once you can move it around for those purposes, why not just drop it down on the chametz to solve your problem. Okay, so as long as you had something that met that okimta, that would be fine. Then the Balei Tosfos tell us something far more interesting. Inami.
Right,
so this sounds much more like what the Gemara had in mind. The Gemara didn't spend time trying to figure out which kli and when and under what circumstances. It just said, kofin alav is a kli, go get a kli and put it down. Ah, there's an issa de rabbanon of ein kli nital davar nital. So Shimi, what's the answer?
The issa de raisa takes precedence.
Right, exactly. If we really believe that there's a chashash of an issa de raisa, the chachamim are not going to be ma'amid divrayim, mechazik divrayim, b'makom, a chashash de oraisa. So this is a perfect example of the Balei Tosfos l'shitasa. Shimi, what do I mean by that? This is entirely consistent with their whole doctrine that rabbinic legislation is going to be generated, tinkered, altered for the sake of the Isser Achilas Chametz. What am I talking about? It's true it would normally be Mukta, but the Chachamim would never tell you that such a thing was mukta if there was an Isser Achilas Chametz in the background. How is that just entirely consistent with everything that we know about how the Balei Tosfos perceived the Isser Achilas Chametz? David, go ahead.
I think it's because they sourced Bedika as a Gezeira based on the Darayta in the first place.
Exactly, Bedika as Chametz Gufa as a Takana Darabanan because of Isser Achilas Chametz. So all of the rabbinic legislation surrounding chametz was going to either become the asay, go ahead and do a bedika because we're concerned about Isra Achila, and also in the realm of Isurim Darabanan, so the rabbis are going to be evaluating and adjusting everything with an eye towards protecting the Isra Achila's chametz. So the second day, the Balei Tosfos is totally l'shitasam. It's exactly what you would expect they would say. Right? Note, who didn't say that? Who stuck with only the first answer in Tosfos, that the kli is somehow nital atzorach? Rami?
Rashi.
Yeah. It's all connected, guys. Or the Arbasar is just like a uniquely integrated section. Okay, so again, Rashi felt that Bal Yirah Bal Yirmatzeh was just not a very big part of this discussion. Not on the Chametz Shel Nachri side, and at the Chametz Shel Mitzvah B'Yamtif, and he posits that's because of Bittul Chametz, and B'Bittul B'Alma Midaraisa Sagi Lahu, that's going to be more than sufficient to take care of the problem. And so again, what's animating this Gemara is the Chashash Achila. Again, it's one outlying view. So far, we saw the Rabbeinu Chananel in the Seifa of the Gemara says that he thinks there's a lingering problem in Bal Yirmatzeh. As Ben Zion reported accurately to us, we need the Mechitza Asar Tvachem Kedei Sheyetze Merishus Yisrael Legamre. That it's still sort of hanging on, if not Midin Bal Yirah, at least Midin Bal Yirmatzeh. So let us just proceed a drop further, then we'll turn it over to you guys. Let's at least put the Rambam on the ledger for today. As somebody who obviously had a completely different reading of this Gemara. Totally different reading of the Gemara. Min ha-katza vi'ad ha-katza. Noam Barinholtz. Go ahead.
Okay. Im badak mitchila shashishi ulmala, eno yachal labatel, share eno birshuto, shekbar nasar bahanaya, lefichach, im lo bitel kodem sheish umishesha ulmala, matzacham et shayadaito ala bahayal bilibo v'shachacho, v'shaha biyar, v'lo biyaro, hareza avar alo yira v'lo yimate, share lo biyar v'lo bitel. V'ein ha-bitel, Atamoyo lo klum, lefishayin o birshuto, ba'katu basok ilahu birshuto lechaibo mishum layra v'layimatze.
So here comes the Kenyan Isser rearing its, you know, nefarious head, that it's the worst of all worlds. You can only own this to the extent that you are over two Isurei Doraisa, not just one, and ein adam mevatel davar v'lo shalo. You have no right, no Barinholtz. You have no capacity to affect things under my ownership, correct? We'll agree to that, and, you know, and I, yours, will respect those boundaries, thankfully, right? So you only have jurisdiction over things that are yours. So something which is aser b'hanoa, this is the halachic reality, it may be yours in secular law, you may have title to it, but if the halacha tells you it's aser b'hanoa, so that means you are no longer the Baal of this object, as far as the halacha is concerned, and so of what possible significance is your bitul chametz? Right, that's what the Rambam is saying. Okay, so let's carry on. This is now the critical part. Here's where we see that the Rambam interpreted our Gemara in a completely different way. Right, in other words, Mibdal B'dili Mine. So Noam, what am I driving at? How did the Rambam understand the Gemara? Just in terms of the Metzias of the Gemara, what's the Gemara talking about? It's a case where a person obviously did not do... Yeah. So it sounds like a case where, sadly for this person, his failure to do Bitul Chametz, in conjunction with a few other factors, the Rambam actually sneaks it in. You can miss it easily. But bittul alone, missing bittul alone, does not actually make you violate Bal Yirel Bal Yimatzeh, according to the Rambam. What did the Rambam slip in? No, you read it. You actually need a few other things. Yeah, right. Shayadaito alav, v'hayabalibo. You had some pre-established association with this chametz. That's going to be super important when we get to the Rambam's view of what bittul chametz actually is. Well done, Noam. Excellent. The Rambam did not slip that by you. But our Gemara is dealing with the Metzias where, sadly, for this person, he is going to be Chayev Mishum Bal Yira Bal Yimatzeh. Now, the Rambam was subjected to a broadside by the Ravid here. A very unfair attack. No, what was the attack of the Ravid? The Ravid said, there's big news here. Rambam made a big mistake.
He thinks that Bayirabai Matzah starts at Sheshaw, but only starts on Pesach.
Right, so that's the Ravid's critique. You want to put that inside, he says.
Sure. Yeah.
So which line is he picking on in the Rambam?
I'm not sure.
Well, you know.
All right, then I guess the first line.
He picked out... Which line, Avi, which line did he pick out? Very unfairly, taking it totally out of context. Yeah. Matzachameh, Tereza overal, Bal Yirav, al Bal Yimatzeh. And the Ravid thinks that he's got the Rambam nailed. Oh my God, the Rambam, how silly. The Rambam thinks that you could be over Bal Yirav, Bal Yimatzeh on Erev Pesach. Oh my God, how embarrassing. But we know that's not true. Right? Even in the Koseres, the Rambam says... Shelo yira chametz kol shiva, shelo yimatzei chametz kol shiva. The psukim are crystal clear. Yelo yira elecho chametz, yelo yira elecho sa'ar, v'chol ulecho shiva, siyamim sa'ar lo yimatzei vateichem. So obviously, what did the Rambam mean? For this, we don't even need no sekelim. They all pointed out But the Ravid was totally trigger happy on this Rambam. What did the Rambam mean? Noam? Quite obviously.
Well, he's just saying you can't do Bittul after 6 hours, and then on Pesach you're going to be like over on the Esser.
Right. In other words, once you no longer do Bittul Chametz, and then it would turn out that you find it on Pesach, so sadly, or you know, once, you know, the night of the 15th Inns, so then you would have violated Bal Yirah, Bal Yimatzeh. The Rambam never meant to say that you're actually Chayav Mishum Bal Yirah, Bal Yimatzeh on Erev Pesach. He's just explaining that Mishesha Oshalamala, that your Bittul is no longer going to be effective. Again, let's read that line. Im lo Bittul kodem sheish, Mishesha Oshalamala, Matzah Chometz, Shayadaito lav, Haya Belibo, Shchacho, B'shas Abir, meaning Mishesha Oshalamala, you can't possibly do Bittul anymore. Velo bi'aro, hareza avar al balyirah, bal yimotzei, sherei lo bi'er, velo bi'tel. Obviously, the Rambam trusted you to make the assumption that it was bizman ha'isser. So the Ravid took a line from the Rambam quite out of context. But more importantly for our purposes, I just wanted to establish that for the record. Again, that's not our unique hayara. All the Nosei Kelim clearly established that for the Rambam. The main point here in the Rambam is the Rambam read the Gemara of Amar of Yehuda Marav that Motzei Chametz Bebeso B'yamtif Kofel Lav Esakli is a case where there is a problem of Bal Yira'ah Bal Yimatzeh. So now, Noam, the question becomes the following. When the remedy that the Gemara suggests of Kviya Sakli, what is that addressing? What is that addressing? So the simple reading of the Rambam is probably just to say, well, it's really sad, you violated Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh, but
like, do all that you can, but like,
do all that you can to avoid, let's say, eating the chametz. There isn't any dispositive indication for the Rambam that this Kviya Sakli is going to help somehow mitigate the problem of Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh, right? And that seems to, again, make the most sense in light of the next line, which is, and by the way, if it's of Hekdesh, you don't even have to do this because Mivdil B'dili Minei, it sounds like what's driving this remedy is exclusively the Chashash Achila. That would be the Rambam at first blush. That it's very tragic. You violated Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh. It's only yours to violate the Isser, the worst of all worlds. I can't do Bittul Chametz because it's an Isser Hana, but I'm still violating Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh. But at least do this Kviya Sakli because of the Chashash Achila. Avim Shel Hekdesh Mivdil B'dili Minei, which the Rambam puts Shakol Parshin Mimeno, that would be probably the simple way of reading the Rambam. So again, it's a different pshat in the Gemara. You've already violated Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh, but it comes to a pretty similar place in terms of Kviya Sakli. Right now, I'm just being a remedy for the Chashash Achila. So, you see, we're not going to get to it today, because we'll save the time for the questions. But the question is, can we discern in the Rambam actually a little bit of a different approach? Is it possible, once we know that the Rambam thinks that the Hechi Timtzi in the Gemara is that Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh is very much at stake, that Kviya Sakli can actually be addressing, let's call it, two Isurim with one bowl? Okay, no, I'm like that. Thank God for Zoom days. I could see the grin. Okay, so it addresses not just the Chashash Achila, but also possibly the issue of Bal Yirah Bal Yimatzeh. And this is going to be the nexus point between the discussion we had today of Ein Kli Nital El Davar Nital and this other approach to Shitas HaRambam, that Kviya Sakli is actually a reflection of a way of addressing Bal Yirah, Bal Yimatzeh. Okay, so let's hold it up there.